This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakara manera anasi uri musi wechina chikumi 23 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Ngatiende kwaZimba, nguva yakwana yekuti President Tsvangirai vaende kuState House, vaende kunogadzira upenyu hwemhuri yeZimbabwe.
Bato reMDCT roratidzira nhasi kwamutare richiti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakundikana kutonga. Masangano evashandi vehurumende oramba kutambira nyaya yehurumende yekunonoka kuvapa mari dzemihoro. Vatsigiri vemutambo wecricket vogunun'una nekudyiwa kuri kuita chikwata chavo. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Bato reMDCT nhasi raratidzira kwamutare richiti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakundikana kutonga. Iri iguta rechitatu raratidzirwa nebato iri zvichitevera kuratidzira kwarakaita muHarare nemuulawayo. Mutungamiri webato iri vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanga vachitarisirwa kutungamira kuratidzira uku, asi havana kuzoenda, asi vane mashoko averengwa kuruzhinji nemutevedzeri wavo muzvare Tokozani Kupe. Mutoro wedu wenhaulo yedhamu Moyo anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vanhu vakangosvika zviuru zvitatu nhasi vafamba kubva mumusha mukuru wesakubva kwamutare vakananga muguta vaine zvinyorwa zvine zvinyunyuto zvavanoda kuti zvigadziriswe nehurumende. Amai Kupe vazoverenga mashoko avatsvangirai paMikus Park muguta. Vati yave nguva yekuti vaMugabe vasiye masimba vape vamwe vanokwanisa kugadzirisa nyika. Vaenderamberi vakati veruzhinji vanofanirwa kuzvipira kuramba vachiratidzira nyika yose uye kubatana nevamwe kudzimara pava neshanduko inopa vanhu chekudya, mabasa, kupedza huori, kumutsa makambani akavhara uye nekupedza hurombo. Maikupe vati semDC vari kupokana nenyaya yemabond notes ari kuda kuparurwa nebhanga reRBZ, kushayikwa kwemari vevashandi vehurumende, kutsakatiswa kwemari yemangoda ekwachiyadzwa inoita $15 billion uye nyaya yekuti makambani nemafektari avhurwe vanhu vashande. Vapedzisira nekutenda vauya vakawanda kuzoratidzira kunyange hazvo kuine chando change chichikwidza hamba mumuti. VaDavid Tekeshe mumwe wevamwe vange vari kuratidzira pazuva ranhasi uye vanoti mashoko avatsvangirai ange akanaka sezvo ange ari ekutsigisa veruzhinji kuti vachitarisira shanduko munguva pfupi iri kutevera pasi pehurumende yeMDC.
Speech ya president is a strong one. Iruragidza kuti vision yavo iri pamberi pekuti nyika ichinje. Saka tikutotarisira kuti promise kuti mademonstrations will go on svika mugari abva. I think that's takatarisira izvozvo.
VaJames Mndenda, mugari wemamutare vauyawo kuzobatana nevamwe paratidziro yanhasi. VaMndenda vanoti ino yava nguva yekuti mhuri yeZimbabwe ibatane kuita chinhu chimwe chete, kwete kupeta maoko pasina chavari kuita nekuomerwa kwavaitwa neraramo.
Kwete kungochema vanhu vari kumba, asi nhasi wabuda in their thousands zvinoreva kuti munhu wese arwadzirwa. It's a clear sign it would come 2018 panenge paine basa. Tirikungoshingirira still muno muZimbabwe. Asi ndinorwa kuti hakuda kuti tisvike takuti takucrossa Red Sea. Ndinodaira kuti zvinotifambira munguva iri kutitera, asi tiri kuti tiaine manikaleni nekubuda kwawaita in their thousands.
Mumwe wevechidiki angari paratidziro yanhasi ndimuzvare Chinai Mangezi abva kuChipinge. Muzvare Mangezi anoti vechidiki vanotsigira ichi chiitiko sezvo vasina mabasa kunyange vaine fundo yepamusoro.
Jesus is my youth. Tinoitei? Mabasa hakuna, tikavunwa akaenda kana kuti degree, kuita degree hakuna mari. Saka mugabe must go.
Amai nenzi Nyamazi, mugariwe mumusha wedanga mvura kuno kwaMutare. Amai Nyamazi vanoti vafadzwa nemashoko emutungamiriri wavo sezvo vaparura kuti havazi kuzomira nenyaya yeratidziro idzi.
Ndinofara nekuti pakange paita zvinhu zvakadai zvekukurudzira kuti senyika yedu yaenda kumawere, kuti baba vedu vatsvangirai vachitikurudzira kuti kana pakange pachita chitiko chakadai munhu wese, nekuti upenyu huri kurwadza munhu wese, kunyange kamwana kari mudumbu chakasati kabarwa, musi waanongobuda chiri nyange ari mudumbu amai vake ari kurwadziwa ikona nhamo iri kuno kunze.
Mutevedzeri wevatsvangirai amai kupe vauya kuratidziro yanhasi nehumwe utungamiriri hweMDC hunosanganisira vaMorgan Komichi, vaBadiniko Bebe, amai Teresa Makoni, amai Porina Mupariwa, vaJiles Mutsekwa, amai Linet Karenyikore, vaBet Gutu, vaDouglas Monzura nevamwe masachigaro ibato iri kubva kumativi mana ose enyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 maMutare, ndine Ilwe Dhamoyo.
Mamwe masangano anomirira vashandi vehurumende anoti haone nhengo dzavo dzichienda kumabasa svondo rinouya kana musangano wakarongwa kuitwa nemusi wemuvhuro pakati pemakurukota ehurumende, gavhuna wereserve bank of Zimbabwe pamwe nevamiriri vevashandi ukatadza kubuda nechisungo panyaya dzemihoro yavo. Izvi zvinotevera kukundikana kubuda kwechisungo kwemusangano wekuzeya kuendeswa mberi kwemihoro yevashandi vehurumende wakaitwa nezuro muHarare, apo vashandi vakaramba kutambira danho iri vachiti vanoda kuwana mari dzavo dzemihoro mwedzi uno usati wapera. Munyori mukuru wesangano revarairidzi rePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vanoti kunyange hazvo hurumende yakazivisa kuti yakanga ichinetsekana kuwana mari, havasi kuzotambira chivimbiso chehurumende chekuti vaizowaniswa mihoro yavo yemwedzi wachikumi nachikunguru muna chikunguru makare. Mutungamiri weCollege Lecturers Association of Zimbabwe vaDavid Dzatsunga vanotiwo havasi kuzotambira tsananguro yehurumende yekuti iendese mberi mazuva emihoro. Ukuwo sangano reZimutare rinoti nhengo dzaro dzichabuda nechisungo mushure mekunzwa zvinenge zvabuda mumusangano uchaitwa nemuvhuro. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi taita huri kurona vaMajongwe.
Chito ndechekuti hatina kusunga sungano yakaburika zvakaida. Hongu takaungirana kuti tichaita misangano yakati wandei. Hongu takaungirana kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Hongu zvakabuda pachena kuti hurumende yakakanganisa kuti yakaburika masalaries nemabhesi aya tisina kuita nhaurirano. Asi patakasvika panyaya imwe chete yatanga tafambira isu, ngekuti mabhesi atiha nehurumende hatiingirani nawo, ndo hurumende paakati aiwa indoti painguva tigozodzoka musi wa27 chemande tokurukura zvakare kuti toita sei. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti takaburisa pachena kuchairperson wedu mai Alexander nevanhu vakanga vairinda pozisheni amwe tese tikazosapota pozisheni yekuti hatibvumi kuti masalaries emuna June anzi anobhadharwa muna July.
Saka iyo hurumende yakati
ndo saka vakati tivape mukana kusvika musi wemanje. Hongu tiri kuzviziva kuti varairidzi vakawanda vaakutochema kuti haa vaakutotitengesa. Asi kanyaya tiri kutaura pano inyaya inoinvolva mari yakawanda, haigoni kuti ingonesa dhesizheni ipapo. Makurukota anga ari matatu, aithink pane posibhiriti yekuvanga vaita kuindenda president wavo, vanenge vachida kuona mamwe maarms estate kuti vaonetovaanie sei. Vasina masa vakazenge vavai neimwe proposal yatakaramba kuti hatigoni isu kunoka decision, nekuti vasina masakanga vati tibvumai kuti tikupei masalaries emuna July iwaya pamadhesa akaanaunda. Asi kuna July imomo zvakare ndokubhadharai salary yechipiri emuna July muna July. Tikachiti apa panda kuti tifunge, nekuti tikange tabvuma mari yemuna July ikazazouya tinodii, akandoedza tasi kukonzausa mamembers edu kuti vatiudze kuti vanoda here kuti vapuhwe mari muna July yekutanga yemuna June vozopuhwa ine yacho muna July asi tiripo handechekuti hatigoni kuti tibvume pasina kunyorerana pasi kana hurumende yabvuma kuti vanotinyorera pasi mamembers vedu akabvuma kuti hongi dzinoita kuti vabvuma hava kuzopuhwa mari musa7 kutova 14 vozopuhwa ine kuti
avanga vari munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi. Nengo dzesangano reOccupy Africa Unity Square idzo dzakarohwa nemapurisa svondo rapera dzichiratidzira muHarare kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vabve pachigaro nhasi dzasvitsa chikumbiro kudarira pamusoro chekuti mapurisa asavhiringidze mukuratidzira kwadzo. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Nengo shanu dzeOccupy Africa Unity Square dzinoti hadzisi kufara nekushungurudzwa kwadzinoti dziri kuitwa nemapurisa padzinenge dzichiratidzira muAfrica Unity Square dzichida kuti vamugabe nehurumende yavo vabve pachigaro. Mumwe wenhengo idzi muzvare Linda Masarira vati vari kushushikana zvikuru nekurohwa kwavakaitwa vakati vaona zvakakodzera kuti vakumbire dare kuti riture mutongo wekuti mapurisa asavavhiringidze mukuratidzira kwavanenge vachiita.
Nhasi mangwanani tafaila inonzi an agent high court application yatiri kuratidzira kugununguna kwedu nekurohwa kwatiri kuitwa nemapurisa nekutidzivira kwavari kutiita kuti tiproteste nekudemonstrata patinoti pachishona kuratidzira kuti taneta nekuitwa unhapwa nekudzvanyirirwa mukati menyika yedu.
Mumwe wevasvitsa chikumbiro ichi vaPride Mukono vashora zviri kuitwa nemapurisa vachiti zviri kunze kwebumbiro remutemo iro rinobvumira chero ane zvake kuratidzira.
Izvi zviri kutiratidza kushaya hanya nekuoma moyo kwehurumende iri kutitonga, hurumende yavo Mugabe neZANU PF. Uyezve zvinotiratidza kuti ivo vamugabe nehurumende yavo havanei nekutevedzera mutemo wakanyorwa pasi nemaZimbabweans ose mushure mokunge tabvumirana tinyora bumbiro remutemo iri. Izvi ndo zvatinoona kutizve zvinotipa masimba simba zhinji rekutirambe tichirwisana nehurumende iyi kuti ngaitevedzere zviri pamutemo uyezve ngaisiya nekushungurudzana nevanhu.
Zvichakadai muzvare Masarira vati havasi kuzodzokera kumashure nekuratidzira kudzamara vamugabe vabva pachigaro vachivapomera mhosva yekutadza kutonga nyika zvakanaka, kuwisira upfumi hwenyika pasi pamwe nekutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Vaenderera mberi vachiti kuzvindikitwa kwavakaitwa nemapurisa kwakatovasimbaradza vakakurudzira veruzhinji kuti vauye neuwandu hwavo kuti vabatane mukuratidzira kusafara kwavo neutongi hwavamugabe.
Kurohwa kwandakaita kwakatondisimbaradza nekuti ndakaona kuti hurumende yatiri kushanda nayo kana kuti yatiri kuvimba kuti ichatigadzirira upenyu hwakanaka haisi kutoda kuti tiwanike takagara zvakanaka, uye kuti mukati menyika ino hamuchagarike nekuti hamuna mabasa muzvipatara, hamuna mushonga zvakadaro zvakadaro. Zvinotoratidza zvakare kuti ivo vari kufara nemamiriro akaita nyika ino. Saka naizvozvo nenishotowo kuna vanhu vemuZimbabwe ngatichibatanai tivaratidze kuti isu tinoda kurarama munyika ine mari, nyika ine mabasa, nyika ine zvipatara zvine mushonga, nyika ine mvura.
Vamwe vasvitsa chikumbiro ichi ndivatatenda Mombe yarara vaDeck Frey pamwe navaParson Dzamara vano vemunin'ina wavaitai Dzamara avo vakapambwa gore rapera nevanofungidzirwa kuti vasori. Vaitai Dzamara ndivo vaitungamirira sangano reOccupy Africa Unity Square vakanyorera vamugabe tsamba vachivakurudzira kuti vasiye basa. Chikumbiro chasvitswa kudare ichi chakatarisirwa kunzwikwa mumazuva mashoma ari kutevera. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa11605 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vemuBritain nhasi vari kuvhota kuti voramba vari musangano reEuropean Union here kana kuti kwete. Nyika iyi haina kuwirirana sezvo vamwe vari kuti zviri nani kuti Britain ibude mugungano iri izvitire zvinhu zvayoga asi vamwe vachitungamirwa nemutungamiri wehurumende yenyika iyi vaDavid Cameron vachiti Britain inofanira kuramba iri muEU sezvo zvichibatsira zvakanyanya munyadzo zveupfumi. Asi kupfurwa kwakaitwa imwe nhengo yedare reparamende amai Joe Cox nevanofurikidza mwero vanoda kuti Britain ibude mubatanidzwa weEU kunonzi kwakapa kuti vakawanda vade kuramba vari muEU. Sangano rinoona nezvesarudzo reZimbabwe Electoral Commission rinoti rambosendeka parutivi chirongwa chekunyorisa vavhoti nepamusana pekushaya mari. Asi munyori mukuru muMDC inotungamirwa navamogeni tsvangirai vaDouglas Monzora vaudza Reichoto weStudio 7 kuti ZANU-PF iri kuda kuti sarudzo dzisvike pasina kuvandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo izvo vanoti bato ravo richaramba kuzvitambira.
Hurumende iri kuzama kuita bhinda uko rekuti vanhu vasaregista kuvhota iri nzira yokuti vagosenzesa vhota roriya rakagadzwa napedere kubira riya. Vari kuda kuti vazoti ivo kana nguva yapera voti nguva yapera taakushandisa vhota roriripo. Ndaa iripo ndeyo kuti nemademonstrations ari kuitwa nekuratidza kuita vanhu kuti vatsutsuma nehurumende iyi. Vhota registration nyowani vanotya kuti kunoregista vanhu vasingadi hurumende. Isu sebato reMDC pamwe chete nemamwe mapato takati ivhota roro taakuda ivhota roro riya rinonzi biometric.
Saka imi sebato muchaita kuti nyaya igadziriswe sei?
Chatoda kutivimbise vana veZimbabwe ndechokuti tikabatana semaZimbabwe tinokwanisa kuchinja zvinhu, tinokwanisa kusandura zvinhu. Chada kuti tibatane toratidzira toenda kuzeki ikoko toenda kumakare tichaenda kunana Sadak zvakare nekunana AU kune dzimwe nyika tichiti Zimbabwe naMugabe vafosekedzwe kuti vanhu vachitanga kuregista kuvhota. Ende kuregista kwacho tinoda kuti vanhu vanoregistwa kunzvimbo dzavanogara kumawodhi kwavanogara vachitohwa mapicture ikoko vachiiswa pavoters roll nyowani rinenge ragadzirwa ne.
Ko zvamuri kuronga kuita zvikasabudirira muchaita sei? Nokuti ZANU-PF inozikanwa nekusateerera ingave iri Sadak ingave iri Africa kana ani naye inodizvo inoita zvinhu painodira. Saka imuchaita sei ZANU-PF ikaramba yakaomesa musoro?
ZANU-PF yauri kutaura nezvayo iZANU-PF yekare iko zvine zvirazuru rakapinda nyoka. ZANU-PF yemazuva ano ibato rokuti harisisina kubatana iro pacharo uyezve harisisina simba rarakanga rinaro kare, simba rekufosa vanhu. Imomo muami mupolisi muCIO makazara vanhu vasisadi hurumende iyi.
Ko ZANU-PF ikaramba ichichema nerekuti haina mari munoita sei?
Isu tinotsvaga mari iyoyo kana vachiti ivo havana mari.
VaDouglas Monzora vanove munyore mukuru webato reMDCT vachitaura naReichoto weStudio 7 vari kwaMutare. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, Rei abatawo nhengo yeZANU-PF inomirira Pelandaba Mupopoma vaJoseph Chuma kuti tinzwe pamiri yebato ravo.
Mari yacho hapana, hurumende inotsvagura nepamusoro pekusawana mari zvakanaka. Nenyaya yekuti shamwari dzanaMonzora idzi tatiita panguva yakaoma chaizvo tavhara makambani avo neekonomi yavo, zvinhu hazvikufamba zvakanaka. Saka kuti roti isusu senyika titarise kuti ko toita sei kuti zvinhu zvienderere mberi tiwane bundudzo. Unowana varume varikutoserebreta kunotora vana vevanhu vachivadzadza mugwagwa vachiita mademonstration. Really shudder and wonder what kind of leadership this is.
Asi imi muri kuti mari hapana, harisi basa rehurumende here rokuona kuti mari yaiswa muchirongwa ichi?
Ibasa rehurumende hungu, ende hurumende iri kuzvinenzira dzese kuti imeke shuwa kuti mapurogiramu ese ehurumende anoitwa. But sezvo maanzimbotaura baba, nyaya iyi yataitaura kubvira kudhara vanhu vaikubatwa maitirunyepa takuzviona nhasi. Nyaya yemasasi nyaya inyaya inoafecta for sure. And pavaiti targetedzi totageta vaMugabe, kwakaa kutageta vaMugabe kwava kutageta isusu maZimbabwe, because takachotageta nyika yedu yeZimbabwe. And nhasi zvakubuda pachena kuti right taapakona toita sei. Vanhu ava vadzvanyiri ava vangava neagenda yavo avauya kuipa, asi inini nekufunga kwangu Mwari vachatipa nzira yekubuda chete.
Ko tichienda panyaya yekuvandudzwa kwemitemo ine chekuita nesarudzo, izo zvakatarwa nebumbiro remutemo kuti zvosarudzwa dzese dzichaitwa dzinofanira kunge dzichiitwa paine mitemo inowirirana nebumbiro remutemo yenyika. Sei mitemo iyi isiri kuvandudzwa?
Paramende izvezvi tichitaura tiri bhizi kuita zvirongwa izvozvo zvokuita realign mitemo yekugara tichiyaranisa reconstitution newani yatiakwaridzo. Saka hurumende haina kugara pasi, paramende futi haina kugarawo pasi. Bhizinesi reparamende ravanokurisa, asi zvinhu zvakadaro zvakaiswa muagenda. Purezidenti vakataura bhauzeni kuti etlist vaneparamende itai zvinhu nemazvo mukasike kuita align mitemo iyi kuita kuti ifambirane econstitution newani yataanayo.
VaJoseph Chuma vanove nhengo yeZanu PF inomirira Pelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparamende vachitaura naRachel weStudio 7 vari parunare muBulawayo. Chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muAmerica, Nyasha Mateta, anoti ari kufadzwa nemabasa ari kuitwa nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvakaita saEdna Ndebele uyo anoita mabasa ekugadzira mbatya. Vaviri ava vakasangana kuDelaware muAmerica, uko kwaiva nemusangano wezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinopinda makereke akasiyana-siyana pasi pegungano reWomen of Dominion. Musangano uyu wakapera nemusi wesvondo. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 naMuzvare Mateta.
Nanchi modular dress yakadesignwa naEdna Ndebele and the fara dress racho because mapattern acho akanaka and dress racho design acho rakangonaka, iri elegant and kugona kupfeka kwese kwaunenge uchida kuenda. Fara kumodela ufanira kuembrace a culture yangu. I am Zimbabwean, ndinobva from Zimbabwe and ndinogara muPennsylvania.
Wakauya rini kubva kuZimbabwe?
Ndakauya muna 2009.
Tinoona vamwe kana vakuuya kuno vanobva vatadza kutaura shona. Iwe sei uri kuramba uchigona kutaura shona?
Ndoramba ndichitaura shona because vabereki vangu vanotaura shona kubva and tinoramba tichidzokera kumusha kunoonana sekuru nagogo. Saka toramba tichitaura shona chero kana tiri pamba o tikabuda tiye tichitaura shona kana tiri tese.
Tinoona zvekuti muno uri kuita zvidzidzo zvipi zvaunga uri kuita?
Ndakapedza high school saka ndauda kuenda kuuniversity kunostuda business kuTemple University, saka ndakagraduata from high school recently.
Sei zvakakosha kuti vana vemuno mutinoona vanokoshesa high school asi kumusha tinongoti munhu wese anoenda kuchikoro anofanira kutopasa high school. Zvakakosha sei muno muAmerica nyaya yehigh school?
Zvakakosha nokuti vana vemunomu vanoda kusiyana nechikoro and havadi kucontinua nechikoro chavo, asi vana vekuZimbabwe vane expected nemaparents avo kuti vapedze chikoro so that vanokwanisa kuenda kuuniversity.
Iwe zvizvo ungataurawo zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica zvechidiki zvawadzidza so far?
Ndoda kungovaudza kuti vaimpresse the fact that vari muZimbabwe and vari muforeign nation, yes, but it's very good kuti ungova munhu anoshowa and representing your culture. Obatsira iwewe kuti uwane your independence through your culture.
Uyo anga ari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, Muzvare Nyasha Mateta, vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari kuDelaware muno muAmerica. Munhau dzemitambo. Zvinhu munyaya dzechikwata cheZimbabwe Cricket zvinonzi zvaramba zvaita manyama amire nerongo, uye vanotungamira mutambo uyu vanonzi vanenge vapererwa nemazano. Mutora dwe nao dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Kunyange hazvo chikwata ichi chakatamba zvinotyisa mutambo wavo wemat20 wekugumisira uyo chakarohwa nemaranzi matatu chete. Vateveri vemutambo uyu vari kuti kukundwa chete. Vanotevera mutambo uyu vari kuenda vachiita vashoma pese pari kutamba maShebrons muHarare Sports Club. Mutsigiri wemutambo uyu vaKingston Marange vanoti vanhu havasi kufara nekukundwa kwechikwata ichi.
Vanhu kunyanya vari kugunun'una, performance yavo was not good.
Mumwe mutsigiri wemutambo uyu vaFara Kambamura vanoti naivo vasvibiswa mwoyo nekutamba kwemaChevrons uye vave kumira kuenda kunhandare yeHarare Sports Club.
machevrons ndinafarira zvikuru. Asi ezvinezvi zviri kuitika ndezvekuti havachatondiona iko kwandichawanikwa kuHarare Sports Club ndakatotsamwa.
Vakambamura vanoti kuti Zimbabwe idzokere zvekare pamusoro-soro payaimbove kare. Chikwata chemachevrons chiripo pamwe nevarairidzi vacho vanofarira kusiyiswa basa kotangwa chikwata chitsva. Kune vamwewo vanotevera mutambo uyu vanofunga kuti chikwata cheZimbabwe hachichakwanisa kuramba chitamba cricket yepamusoro yetest cricket kana kutamba nezvikwata zvisina mukurumbira zvemaassociate teams, asi kuti vave kufanira kudzika pasi pasi kuzotamba nezvikwata zvemuAfrica zvakaita sana Kenya nana Namibia. Vazivanai mwakatuka vanoti nguva yevatambi varipo pari zvino yakwana sezvo vakura zvekuti havasisina mongo wekukwanisa kumirira nyika zvine mutsindo.
Tarisa Hamilton Masakadza, Vusi Sibanda naElton Chigumbura vakura zvekuti hapasina chisa chavachaita.
Muteveri wechidiki wemutambo wecricket uyu Godfrey Musengezi anoti kunze kwevatambi vashoma-shoma chikwata ichi chinofanira kuputswa konzwa vatambi vatsva vane shungu dzekuita mukurumbira.
Maonero angu ndeyekuti vese ngavaende kosara Donald Tripano, Peter Moore na Graham Cremer.
Asi aimbove mutungamiri wevatambi Elton Chigumbura akabuda pachena kuti iye hapana kwaanoenda achiti achiri nemakore maviri kana matatu achiri kukwanisa kutambira chikwata chenyika ichi. Vamwe vakatuka vanoti ino yave nguva yokupa maunder 19 anga ari World Cup yevezera ravo yegore rino mukana wokutambira chikwata chenyika pamwe zvinhu zvingangosanduka. Asi mashoko atiri kunzwa ari kuti vatambi vakawanda vave muchikwata chemaunder 19 ichi vakaenda kunotambira zvikwata zvekunze kwenyika mushure mekunge vashayiswa mukana wekutambira Zimbabwe neveZimbabwe Cricket. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kune mutungamiri weZimbabwe Cricket vachawenga mukushani kuti nyaya yemaunder 19 iyi yakamira sei. Chikwata cheZimbabwe chiri kutarisira kutamba neNew Zealand matest maviri kuQueen's Sports Club kutanga musi wa28 Chikunguru. Zvichakamira zvakadaro, mukuru wesangano reNational Football Association of Zimbabwe Raimbonzi Zipa vaPhilip Chiyangwa nhasi vaudza komiti yedare reparamende inoona nezvemitambo kuti havasi kuzobhadhara chikwereti cheZipa chinosvika mamiriyoni matanhatu. Asi komiti iyi haina kuzoenderera mberi sezvo vaChiyangwa avo vanga vachiratidza kurwara vati vave kuenda kuSouth Africa kunorapwa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable na 8:30 p.m. nasi tiri kutarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai emuZimbabwe ari kunze kwenyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai namba dzenyu paWhatsApp namba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Tinodzokorera zvakare namba dzedu 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera rikai timbotarisa musoro wenhau zvakare. Bato reMDCT rinoratidzira nhasi kwaMutare richiti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakundikana kutonga nyika. Masangano evashandi vehurumende oramba kutambira nyaya yehurumende yekunonotsa kuvapa mari dzemihoro. Vatsigiri vemutambo wecricket vogunun'una nekudyiwa kuri kuitwa chikwata chavo. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekaya nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiya mina ndimi yake Mwakalele.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. Would like to thank you for joining us this Thursday evening live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalyelye. Here are our top stories this evening. Hundreds of MDCT supporters today marched in protest in Mutare, demanding that President Robert Mugabe address the deteriorating economic situation.
Let us fight with the last drop of our tears. Let us fight with the last drop of our sweat. Enough is enough. Swamwana, swamwaneli.
Strikes loom as civil servants and government reach a deadlock in negotiations over salary delays. We have the latest.
Apparently, after Minister Chidamaka made the proposal, it became clear that we were not going to accept it because it was brought up in the heat of the moment. We are yet to understand its degree of sincerity and honesty. And we said we can't accept that decision without involving and indulging the membership.
Members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square, who were brutally assaulted by the police, file an urgent application in the High Court seeking to stop the police from barring them from demonstrating.
We are working on strategies of mobilizing, and support has been good, but now we're trying to find a way to demystify fear in people, because you know what it's like with Zimbabweans, they're so filled with fear of the unknown. So we're really trying to capture them, to make them understand that we need to do this collectively as Zimbabweans to achieve the result that we need.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Thousands of MDCT supporters today held a protest march at the border town of Mutare without their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, who is recovering from an undisclosed ailment. But in a statement read on his behalf by his deputy, Tokozani Kupe, Tsvangirai said freedom demonstrations such as the one that took place at the eastern border town would continue until the ZANU-PF leadership, led by President Robert Mugabe, capitulates to national demands from the citizens to address the crippling economy, among a host of other needs. Our correspondent there, Loida Moyo, reports.
The peaceful demonstration comprising of about 3,000 protesters started from Sakuva Bait Hall through to the central business district's Mikros Park. Traffic came to a visual standstill as the demonstrators braved the nearly 5-kilometer protest march. Ms. Kupe later addressed the gathering at around lunchtime, stating that the protests would be held in some parts of the country after holding others in the capital and in Bulawayo.
Today, as Zimbabwe, we find ourselves in an extraordinary situation. Extraordinary situations require extraordinary measures. We have and we will continue to invoke Section 59 of the Zimbabwe Constitution, which guarantees our right to demonstrate against failures of Mugabe and ZANU-PF. Oh, yes.
Kupe said citizens have to be prepared to make sacrifices until there is real change that ends ZANU-PF corruption and poverty induced on people through poor governance policies.
Let us fight with the last drop of our tears. Let us fight with the last drop of our sweat. Enough is enough. Swamwana, swamwaneli. We will continue to demonstrate until Mugabe and ZANU-PF go packing to Zimba. As the MDC, our fundamental promise to the people of Zimbabwe is a better life for all. We hereby, as the MDC, demand that they be changed.
Zimbabweans demand to know the whereabouts of $15 billion in diamond revenue from Chiyazwa diamond fields that the ZANU-PF-led government cannot account for. She added that, despite the 2.2 million jobs promised by the ZANU-PF party during its election campaigns in 2013, there has been more unemployment and company closures. Mr. David Tekeshe was among the thousands of demonstrators. He says he supports the democratic path being taken of peaceful protests for regime change.
The president is democratic. He wants democratic means to remove Mugabe and his people. So we applaud him. And I think that's the way forward. We don't want war, but we want to show them democratically. As the president said.
James Mndenda, Mutare resident, says Mr. Tsvangirai's message was very clear to every Zimbabwean who needs political change that benefits every Zimbabwean.
The message was quite clear to every Zimbabwean. It is actually telling the situation on the ground. The message was talking about the closure of industry. The message was talking about the bond notes, which everybody in Zimbabwe is having questions about. The message was talking about Mugabe's promises, thousands and or millions of promises, which have never been realized. So Zimbabweans today were gathered at Mikko's Park to ask Mugabe what he has promised, especially the 2 million jobs, which are not there.
Jobless university graduate Chennai Mangezi from Chipinge says the statement from the MDC leader breathed the lease of life to the dejected citizenry, particularly the youths.
It was a very powerful speech because he encouraged us as youth for us to be aggressive enough against the ZANU-PF government.
The MDC deputy president was accompanied in Mutare by other top party leaders, including Abednego Bebe, Obet Gutu, Purina Mpariwa, Teresa Makoni, Morgan Komichi, Giles Mtsekwa, Douglas Mwanzura, among other provincial chairpersons from across the country. MDC's Manicaland provincial spokesperson Trevor Sarwaka said the demonstration ended peacefully without any arrests or disturbances. Similar protests have already been made in Harare and Bulawayo. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.
Some civil servants, workers, representatives have warned that their members may be forced not to report for duty Tuesday next week if a meeting between government ministers and civil servants scheduled for Monday to discuss the delays in their salaries does not yield positive results. This follows a deadlock between the two parties yesterday over the delaying of their pay by more than 2 weeks, owing to what the government says is poor revenue inflows. PTUZ General Secretary Raymond Majongwe says their members, who have been scheduled to receive their June pay next month, will not be able to go to work beginning Tuesday next week if they're not paid this month. David Datsunga, president of the College Lecturers Association of Zimbabwe, said they cannot accept any government explanations with regards to their salaries, adding that they will stick to their demands that government pay them this month. ZIMTA chairperson Richard Gundani said since they are in the middle of discussing the issue, they will only be able to map the way forward after the Monday meeting. In the meeting, the government was represented by Labour Minister Prisca Mfumira, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Health Minister David Parirenyetwa, and Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor John Magunjga, while civil servants were represented by the Apex Council, an amalgamation of civil service labour unions. Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri reached Majongwe for an update on the story.
It came out very clear that the workers refused to budge on these new proposed dates because, one, they say it's not politically correct, it's not legally correct, and in terms of labor relations and harmony, it is not going to be accepted. So we made our position very clear that we are not going to accept our June salaries to be paid in July. And that position is cast in stone. This is why then government then said they want time to consult. And we agreed because the time frame that we then gave is clearly that we are meeting on Monday the 27th at 4:30 at NASA House to discuss and deliberate on what course of action takes there.
We understand that the government also presented a proposal to pay you the June salaries and the July salaries in July. Did you accept this?
Apparently, after Minister Chinamasa made the proposal, it became clear that we were not going to accept it because it was brought up in the heat of the moment. We are yet to understand its degree of sincerity and honesty. And we said we can't accept that decision without involving and indulging the membership. So we are now consulting our members, and if they're going to warm up to the idea and they're acceptable to it, then we'll come back and tell them. So the consultations of the respective unions is underway. But we could not accept that because they would be the same government that says there is no money on the 23rd of June, get double barrel payment before the 31st of July.
That was Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe General Secretary Raymond Majongwe on the line with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Harare. Five members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square pressure group who were assaulted by the police while demonstrating in central Harare have filed an urgent application in the High Court seeking to interdict the police from barring them from protesting against President Mugabe. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
In papers filed with the High Court in Harare today, the applicants are arguing that the police have no right to bar them from protesting in any peaceful manner. One of the applicants, Dirk Frey, tells Studio 7 that the assault of his group's members by the police while demonstrating against President Mugabe was illegal.
Basically, as a result of the events of Monday, where our 5 to 6 program was concluded by the riot police coming and assaulting us, we have then approached lawyers in order to file an urgent application at the High Court for an interdict against the police from interrupting our programs.
Another applicant, Linda Masarira, says the assault by the cops has actually strengthened their resolve to demonstrate until Mr. Mugabe leaves office. Masarira says the police action was illegal as the national constitution allows freedom of expression and peaceful demonstrations.
It does not deter me. It actually has made me stronger because it shows the level of repression that the state wants to put on the general populace of Zimbabwe, that no one can say anything against this evil regime. But this has made me stronger. I'm now more resolute and more determined in my quest to see a better Zimbabwe.
Masarira's sentiments were echoed by Frey, who insists that their mission is to be accomplished very soon.
As we have been maintaining since we have begun, that we will not let anything disrupt us on basis of principle, that what we are doing is completely constitutional and we have a right to be doing this, as well as from the point of view that we have not yet achieved our objective. So we will not simply stop in mid-game, so to speak, simply because some misguided people are attempting to intimidate us and hamper our efforts.
Masarira urged Zimbabweans to come out in their numbers and fill the streets to show their anger on Mr. Mugabe's administration.
We are working on strategies of mobilizing, and support has been good, but now we're trying to find a way to demystify fear in people, because you know what it's like with Zimbabweans, they're so filled with fear of the unknown. So we're really trying to capture them, to make them understand that we need to do this collectively as Zimbabweans to achieve the result that we need.
Other applicants are Pride Mukono, Tatenda Mombearara, and Patson Dzamara, who is the brother of missing Occupy Africa Unity Square leader Itai Dzamara, who was abducted last year by suspected state agents. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Listen to Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America here in Washington. Coming up, we discuss the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's failure to honor its mandate of registering voters around the year. Stay tuned. But first, a look at regional and international news. A masked man opened fire at a German cinema complex in the western town near Frankfurt, wounding several people. A man with a gun and ammunition barricaded himself inside Kinopolis movie theater and started to shoot, injuring between 20 and 50 people, according to the local media. Local newspapers have cited the interior minister saying the gunman was shot dead. Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, say as many as six people a day are dying at a camp for internally displaced people in the northeastern Nigerian town of Bama. The 24,000 displaced people forced from their homes by the Boko Haram terrorist group living in a catastrophic humanitarian emergency at a hospital compound in the Nigerian town of Bama, according to Doctors Without Borders. A police officer was acquitted Thursday for all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, who died in April 2015 in the back of a police van, sparking the worst riots in decades in the mid-Atlantic city of Baltimore, Maryland. Six officers were indicted in Gray's death, but Officer Caesar Goodson faced the most serious charges, including, quote, depraved heart murder. Goodson was also found not guilty of manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment. You're listening to Studio 7, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission revealed earlier this week that it was failing to honor its mandate of registering voters around the year in line with the law due to financial limitations. And tonight, opposition parties are firing back, accusing the ruling ZANU-PF party of deliberately compromising the electoral body for its own benefit. Our reporter Ntungamile Nkomo reached People's Democratic Party official Edward Ndlovu and MDCT deputy spokesperson Tabita Kumalo for perspective. Honorable Kumalo kicks off the discussion.
Surely this country is money. So the excuse that is being used by Zeke and Makarau that they have no money is a fallacy, it's a lie, it's not true. It is a way for ZANU-PF to try and rig these elections, because we are all aware that Zeke is an appendage of ZANU-PF. What they are basically doing, they are already rigging the elections for 2018, because they are making sure that the people that they perceive to go and register and vote as voters will support the opposition. So what they are now doing is they are making it an effort to make sure that their own people who are ZANU-PF bootlickers are being taken to registrar's offices, being led by one of their political leaders, to make sure that the people that they perceive that are non-ZANU-PF should not register as voters.
Mr. Ndlovu, your take.
I agree with the Honorable Kumalo that Zeke, through Rita Makarau, is lying. They have got enough resources really to embark on a massive registration exercise for voters. We know very well that they work under the instruction of a partisan political party, which is ZANU-PF, and they are doing that to please their master, which is ZANU-PF. They know that the people who intend to register now definitely will not be belonging to ZANU-PF, will not vote for ZANU-PF, but most of the new voters definitely are the youth who would want to vote for the first time, who would want to vote for change. Hence, Zeke is denying them that opportunity. And secondly, since Zeke is working under ZANU-PF, they will only start registering people when ZANU-PF instructs their members and their supporters to drive and force people to go and register. That is when we'll see Zeke taking the lead in registering people. But for now, they know that those who want to register belong to the opposition. They are working, they will vote for the opposition. So we are very, very much worried about that, because Zeke is supposed to be, non-partisan is supposed to register each and every Zimbabwean to vote for the political party of his choice, not
Honorable Kumalo, given the political diversity in Zimbabwe, I would like to believe that there are also ZANU-PF supporters who want to register. Why then would ZANU-PF deliberately scuttle this process when its members are also wanting to register?
The bottom line is that its members, ZANU-PF members, are not complaining of failure to register. Their members are being registered. So all what ZANU-PF is doing is to make sure that those that they perceive to be anti-ZANU should not register. So if Makarau and ZANU-PF and the government of looters of this country are saying they have no money for people to register. Then what we should do, which is the most noble thing to do, is to make sure that everybody must go and vote using their identity cards. It was done in 1980. It can be done again 2018.
Mr. Ndlovu, what are you doing as a party to push for electoral reforms?
Yes, as a political party, as a People's Democratic Party, we are trying to engage through the chairperson, Rita Makarau, really to allow citizens of Zimbabwe to register as voters. But we know that we will hit a brick wall because ZEC is partisan. ZEC is a tool used by ZANU-PF to manipulate elections. So we know that nothing will change. Nothing much really will change positively. But nevertheless, we are trying as a political party to engage them to try to drive sense into their heads that the people of Zimbabwe deserve to be registered as voters. Also, it's been saying, if they are failing to cope since they allege that they don't have resources, then let's allow citizens of Zimbabwe to vote using their national identity cards rather than registering them when we know that they just register people through partisan lines. They register those who will be transported by ZANU-PF, their members, transported from one city to another to register. But when it comes to a noble national registration exercise, they cry foul and say they don't have resources. So we are inviting them. We know they will not listen because they are working for ZANU-PF. They won't listen. But the best for us as a nation now is for all opposition parties to unite and present one presidential candidate in 2018 so that we defeat ZANU-PF and down. Time really for political parties to go it alone. I think they've given ZANU-PF a long time to misrule Zimbabwe. Our time now to work together as opposition parties, even if they try to rig the election through ZEC, we have to vote in numbers against the ZANU-PF regime.
MDCT Deputy Spokesperson, excuse me, actually, that was People's Democratic Party official Edward Ndlovu. You also heard earlier from MDCT Deputy Spokesperson Tabitha Kumalo on the line, and both were speaking with Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo. You're listening to Studio 7 live from Washington. To sports now, the National Football Association of Zimbabwe, NFAZ President Philip Chiangwa, told lawmakers today that his board has decided to dissolve the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA, because it was insolvent and could not pay its workers and creditors, as well as carry out its mandate. Chiangwa said they filed for bankruptcy and will not pay creditors or anyone owed by ZIFA, adding that they were taking the necessary legal steps to move away from ZIFA affairs. Ivan Shifera has the details from Harare.
Giving evidence during an inquiry by Parliamentary Sports and Arts Committee into the dissolution of ZIFA and formation of NFAZ, Chiangwa said his board had to take a brutal decision to dissolve ZIFA because it was insolvent and could not operate owing to creditors knocking at the association's door, property being attached, and funds being garnished at the bank. He said ZIFA was unable to pay and won't pay, and NFAZ won't pay either. NFAZ legal advisor Itai Ntuzo weighed in, saying ZIFA's insolvency was qualified by ZIFA's accountants at that time, Bekatile and Gwatidzo. He said it did not make sense to proceed with ZIFA with the full knowledge that it could not pay its creditors and service providers. Ndudzo said it was in that context that a decision to dissolve ZIFA was taken at its extraordinary congress on 4 June and form NFAZ. He said at the meeting, NFAZ resolved not to simply walk away from the ZIFA debts, but to properly manage the debtors and creditors in a legal manner. According to Ndudzo, this is why an application for the sequestration of ZIFA was made. The High Court is yet to make a decision on the matter.
You would also be aware that even those who were owing and who were owed by the deceased also have their forum at the burial place. But at no point in time must we conflate or confuse the burial from the death.
ZIFA was kicked out of the 2018 FIFA World Cup for failing to pay former national team coach José Claudino Jorginho of Brazil. Chiangwa told lawmakers the transition from ZIFA to NFAZ was good and it was yielding results as the national football team and the women's soccer team have qualified for the African Nations Cup and Rio Olympics respectively. But lawmakers asked him why the NFAZ was getting funding from businessmen like Wicknell Chivayo, an ex-convict who has also been implicated in fraudulent deals at another state enterprise, ZESA. But Chiangwa said he did not care who gave the association money as long as it was meant for promoting football.
It is better that I got results from that money. Whatever you are saying, this money that he gave me, I've never heard that he defrauded somebody.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan.
And still in sports, the Zimbabwe national cricket team house is on fire with no fireman in sight to douse the flames. Our reporter Michael Kariati tells us why.
The 3-0 ODI series whitewash and the T20 loss at the hands of India has set the Zimbabwe national cricket team house on fire, with cricket followers from all the four corners of the country calling for the chevrons to be disbanded. Although the chevrons put up a spirited performance in the final T20 game yesterday before losing by a narrow 3 runs, followers of the game say a loss is a loss, how narrow it is. Spectators at Harare Sports Club are getting fewer and fewer as the fans cannot stomach the humiliation that is going on day in and day out, with ardent sports follower Farai Kambamura saying he will not set his foot at Harare Sports Club again unless results start coming.
I am a very disappointed man. They will never see me again at Harare Sports Club. I cannot waste my time going there. These guys are a huge disappointment to the nation.
Kambamura believes if Zimbabwe are to find their way back to the top, Zimbabwe cricket should disband the entire current team and its coaches and build a new team altogether, starting from the foundation.
We need a complete overhaul of the whole team. What is happening here, we've got old horses in the team. I think we have to inject new blood from the technical staff to the players. I think it's a waste of time keeping the team that is the current team. We need young, energetic players here.
There is another section of the Zimbabwe cricket community who feel that Zimbabwe no longer deserve their test status, nor to play with associate teams, but should be relegated to play in the Africa zone with the likes of Kenya, Tanzania and Namibia. While defeat is part of the game, it is the margins of the losses, such as by 8, 9 and 10 wickets, which has riled the followers of the game, with Liberty Msodzi saying the chevrons should learn to lose with respectability. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk, where Women's Round Table at 8:30 p.m. and our hosts Praxedes Jeremiah and Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye will discuss with you and the listeners about the role diaspora has played in the breakdown or cementing of the family structure. To join this conversation this evening, please call us at 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. Or send us a message or number on our WhatsApp 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. And you can also remember to tune into, or rather watch us on Facebook, because we'll be streaming there live. Before we go, a quick recap of our top stories today. Hundreds of MDCT supporters today marched in protest in Mutare, demanding that President Robert Mugabe address the deteriorating economic situation in the country. Strikes loom as civil servants and government reach a deadlock in negotiations over salary delays. And members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square, who were brutally assaulted by the police, filed an urgent application in the High Court seeking to interdict the police from barring them from demonstrating. And that's our broadcast this evening. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungamile Nkomo. I'm Dimyake Mwakalyelye here in Washington, wishing you a very pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga ndimi yakhe litshona njani imthwakazi omuhle ikudibana emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 23 ngoNhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje inkulungwane zabasekeli bebandla leMDCT ziyatshengisela edolobheni leMutare zisola umbuso weZANU-PF.
Siyabona ukuthi uDubu lokuthatha okudakayo kuyamemetheka sibili ama MTs omuthi wokukhwehlela okuthiwa yibronchi uyahlangana lawo yonke indawo okujengisela ukuthi banatha umuduna lo.
Uhulumende sekudazwe ukuthi adinge ezinye indlela zokulwisana lodaba lwezidakamizwa kulokubopha abaphatheka kulomkhuba. AbeZimbabwe abathenga impahla yendlini kwele Botswana bethumela izihlobo kanye lokuthengisa ekhaya bathi uhulumende kumele achiyane lesinqomo sakhe esivimba ukungena kwenye impahla ivela kwamanye amazwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasekeli bebandla leMDCT zitshengisele namuhla edolobheni leMutare zisola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe lebandla lakhe leZANU-PF. Umsekeli kaMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai uNkosazana Thokozani Kuphe nguye okhokhele ukutshengisela lokhu. Yena umnumzana Tsvangirai ubengekho njalo ubikwa engakaqini ngemva kokuhlaselwa isifo esingazakaliyo. Usandavela kwele South Africa lapho ekade selatshwa khona. UNkosazana Thokozani Kuphe utshele abakade betshengisela laba ukuthi ukutshengisela lokhu kuzaqhubeka umongameli Robert Mugabe lebandla lakhe leZANU-PF baze basuke embusweni. Uthi bafuna iZANU-PF ilungisise umnotho ona oqhubeka ubhidlika kanye lezombusazwe. Abasekeli beMDCT abangaba zinkulungwane ezintathu i-3000 yibo abatshengiseleyo besuka esakuva eBeitel bazokuya buthana eMcLeish Park. Uhulumende sekudazwe ukuthi adinge ezinye indlela zokulwisana lodaba lwezidakamizwa kulokubopha lokujezisa abaphatheka kulomkhuba. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Asebanelisa ukuthiyana lokuthatha udakayo bayazisola indlela ezisetshenziswa ngabomthetho ukubopha abenza lomkhuba kuphela bechiya abathengisayo besithi ayisiyo ndlela engaluqeda loludubo. Le ngenye imibono ephuma emhlanganweni wokubonisana phezu kokungenziwa ukuqeda loludubo owandulela ukunanzwa kwesuku lokukhuthaza ukuchiyana lalomkhuba wokuthathwa kokudakayo emhlabeni jikelele likamhla ka 26 enhlangula olwe World Drug Day. Umsekeli womqondiso ohlangothi olubonayo ngezempila kahle engqondo unkosikazi Dr. Sistole uthi lanxa engakabi khona inhlolisiso esithe yenziwa phezu kwalolu daba, imibiko evela emapholiseni iveza ukuba lokhu liqansa inani labathatha okudakayo ikakhulu ontanga.
Siyabona ukuthi uthubo lokuthatha okudakayo kuyamemetheka sibili. Ama MTs omuthi wokukhwehlela okuthiwa yibronchi uyahlangana lawo yonke indawo, okutshengiselayo ukuthi banatha umuthi wona lowo benganatheli ukukhwehlela but benathela ukuthi bezwe bethakazekile emoyeni okudlulisisileyo okuyingozi futhi empilweni yabo.
Ziningi ingozi unkosikazi Sithole athi zingavelela labo abathatha okudakayo, kungakho uqakathekile ukukhuthaza abantu ukuba behlukane lakho.
Uyakwanisa ukuthi abe lomkhuhlane wengqondo okuthiwa yischizophrenia. Uyakwanisa ukuba le mvukuzane.
Baze ngobunengi kulomhlangano bathatha okudakayo abazama ukuyekela lasebachiyayo abagoqela osakhulayo uJabulani Dube othi asekunanzelele ukuba kubotshwa abakuthathayo hatshi abakubhizimusi lokuthengisa lanxa kwesinye isikhathi besaziwa.
So asazi ukuthi into siyenze thina njengamagetwet, akula msebenzi, asisebenzi, asiyenzi lutho. Lama community areas esakhula kona sidlalela, akuseli indawo ukuthi singathola indawo yokudlalela. So sithona sidlalela emgwaqweni, yikho kutholakala i-peer pressure ngoba siyabe sidlala maye abantu bayebhema. So abana bethu bona laba balandelela kathesi bakhangela ukuthi thina siyenzani. Bengasithola sibhema sinathi i-bronchlie kumbe ni-stalic sibhetako yini into yabe isetshenziswa kundaweni yaleyo.
Yena waqala ukuthatha udakayo lokhu ngesikhathi esasele minyaka engamashumi amabili lantathu ekhuthaza ontanga ukuba behlukane lakho.
Njengegwayi ngokwalo igwayigwayi imhlanga le ivarisi noma yimadisini kumbe niyikuyini kuyahlupha ukuthi uzukuchiyo into zina leziyana. So kumele ukuthi umuntu nxa ufuna ukuthi uyekele into leziyana kumele ngathi into eqakathekileyo ukuye church. Ngathi ke into engasho ukuthi hlolisisa into ungakayenzi.
Unkosikazi Tambudzani Muhadi olilunga lesenethi laye okade ekulumhlangano utshengise ukukhathazeka phezu kokuvezwe ngabathatha okudakayo laba lasebayekelayo.
As members of parliament kumele sizibone ukuthi kona siyancedisa emsebenzini lo. Abantwana laba bathi besiphile information and sizaba silokhu silandelela amapolisa ukuthi sibone, sifuna ukubona ukuthi kona bake babophe oyedwa, sibone ukuthi kona sibesibile bayenza umsebenzi wabo.
AbeZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Networks bathi ubufakazi obukhona buveza ukuba isilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu 50% ekhulwini sabontanga elizweni bethatha imihlobo eyehlukeneyo yokudakayo okubalisa imbanje, imithi yesikhwehlela, amaphilisi adakayo lokunye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Amabandla aphikisayo sesole kakhulu uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukudingela ugatsha olubona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho imali yokubhalisa abantu abalesifiso sokuvota ngasikhathi sonke njengokutsho komthetho. Umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission unkosikazi Rita Makarau uveze ngolwesibili ukuthi okumanje kabenelisi ukubhalisa abantu ngoba gabalamali. uthe babhalisa abantu kuphela lapho kuyabe kusenziwa khona i-by election. Uhlelo lokubhalisa umuntu wonke olesifiso sokuvota luzaqhutshwa ukhetho luka 2018 solusondele. Lanxanje umthetho usithi uhlelo lolukumelelo hlale luvuliwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume isiphathamandla sebandla le-People's Democratic Party, umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu, lomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT, unkosazana Tabita Khumalo. UNdlovu usungula lengxoxo.
Lugatsha lolu lugatsha olukhangele ukuthi nga lugatsha oluncedisa uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi anelise ukuthi abe lokhetho olukhululekileyo benelise ukuthi barejiste. Kodwa-ke sananzelela ukuthi soluyingxenye yeZANU-P F, soluyingxenye yombuso kamgaba weZANU-P F ngoba basebenzelana laye bathi bona abala mali yibo kambe bazabe berejiste kulama-by-election bond. Kodwa imandethi abalayo yokuthi barejiste throughout kungamiwa kungavalwa sikhangele ukuthi nga abantu barejiste. Zananzelela nxa sokuzafika ukhetho sebethola abantu ngamabhasi, sebethola abantu ngamatrak behanjiswe kwi-constituency ethile besiyarejistwa khona lapho kungabantu beZANU-P F. Yikho-ke thina njenge-opposition political party we've lost i-confidence-ke kunhlanganiso yeZAC. Siyakhanya ukuthi inhlanganiso epartizan-ke esekela-ke abezombusazwe iZANU-P F.
Makhumalo, lilubona njani lani lolu daba njengebandla?
Thina njengebandla le-MDC likhokelwa ngubaba uTsvangirai asivumelani lokukhulunywa yizeki ngoba okukhona yikuthi uma nxa sebefuna ukuthi bayentshontsha ukhetho ubona abantu sebegcwele belamasliphu kodwa abanye abantu abangalandeli ZANU besehluleka. Yindlela yabo yokuntshontsha ukhetho ukwenzela ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilelungelo lokuthi ziyevota zizakwaliswa ukuvota ngoba bacabangela ukuthi abaqalisa ukurejista njengama-voters ngabantu abazalandela amabandla aphikisayo. So kukhona lokhu ngamanga, njalo futhi into ekhona ngeyokuthi angeke asitshela ukuthi kakula mali. Thina sisizwa kuthiwa kutshontshwe 15 billion, so ilizwe leli asikuthi kakula mali, imali ikhona. Bona imali iphuma mhlana kuyukuthi yibo kumele banqobe kunto le ababeyenza.
Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Ndlovu, njengebandla kukhona elikwenzayo na lani ukuthi lihlale lilindile lapho kuyathiwa khona uhlelo soluvuliwe umuntu sengabhalisa iloba yisiphi isikhathi, lizimisele na?
Siyakhuthaza uzulu weZimbabwe, siyakhuthaza abalandeli bethu ke ukuthi-ke abahambe ezindaweni zinalezi zokurejista khona bafike bathi bafuna ukurejista. Lanxa kungathiwa khona abala mali abezekhe, kodwa sithi abantu abahambe berejista. Lanxa-ke bangathi sokuvuliwe-ke sebethola abezanu-P F, sikhuthaza uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi ahambe la yayiqokozela khonapho azibone ukuthi uyarejista ngoba khangelele kakhulu-ke ama-first-ke voters abeneliseka iminyaka elithumi la shiyagalombili 18 years ukuthi barejiste. Yibo-ke ama-voters amaningi angarejistanga. Yikho siyabakhuthaza ukuthi abahambe beyenze umsindo omningi kakhulu bathi ukuthi bafuna ukurejista kulilungelo labo. Yikho-ke thina njengebandla zasivele sililisele ukuthi umuntu kahambe evota kuphela nge-ID lanxa engarejistanga ngoba sikwazi ukuthi iZANU-P F yamanipulata i-voters rolls, iZANU-P F yamanipulata i-registration exercise. Yikho-ke sithi thina sikhuthaza abantu abahambe barejiste, abangene khonapho kuzekhe baba umsindo labo bathi ukuthi sifuna ukurejista ilungelo lelo. Bangani kuphela bese sigoqa izandla sithi njengomakarawe thena ngabala mali abenelisi ukurejista, kodwa siyababona khonapho kulama-by-election asokala mali khona, siyababona ama-role ethwala abantu esuka ku-constituency ethile besiya kundawo ethile ukuthi-ke barejista abantu. Khonokho ngivumelana-ke lo makhumalo ukuthi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuthi abala ama-resources afuni bangaphansi-ke kontando-ke yeZANU-P F, babetshelwe yeZANU-P F ukuthi basebenze njani.
Makhumalo, uthi wena imali khona benza ngabomo, nxa kuyikwenza ngabomo kuyini ibandla leZANU-P F eliyabe liyakuthola lapha ngoba ayisikho ukuthi abantu abafuna ukubhalisa ngabe MDC kumbe ngabe amabandla aphikisayo kuphela, ngile themba bakhona laba beZANU-P F abafuna ukubhalisa ukuvota?
iqiniso lelo sibili kodwa ukukhona lapha yikuthi izano isithole amaqhinga ngoba ukuze umuntu ahambe ayiregister ukuthi abe yivota uzabe phelekezwe la zinkokheli zezano njalo abantu beregistrar babe bevele sebetsheliwe ukuthi ngelanga elinje kuzafika abantu abangaka bebekhokhelwa ngumuntu nje so ungafika wena ungakhokhelwa ngumuntu usuyatshelwa ukuthi no asila mali kaseregister amavoters so ukukhona lapha indlela yabo yokuthi bazame ngamaqhinga wonke ukuthi batshintshe ukhetho luka-2018 singekafiki njalo benzela ukuthi ontanga laba batsha ngoba ngakhangela iningi labo sebekhalakhala ngempilo enzima kuleli lizwe so sokubethusa izanu ukuthi laba ontanga baza kuyavota abana kuvotela yona izanu so benzela nje ukuthi balungiselele ukuthi batshontshe ukhetho zizalwane zaseZimbabwe noma kubomvu noma kumnyama noma kubuhlungu okunganani lilungele lenu ukuthi liyerejistra njengama-voters hambani ngobuningi benu ku-registrar lifike lixokozele baze baliregiste ngoba ngavele lixokozele baza kwethuka ukuthi babone ukuthi hayi selikwazi ukuthi lamalungelo seliwalelwa lawa malungelo asambeni bontanga siyerejistra njengama-voter lilungele lona ikusasa yenu isezandleni zenu.
Unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT. Ubekhuluma endawonye lesiphathamandla sebandla le-People's Democratic Party, umnumzana Edwin Dlovu. AbeZimbabwe abathenga impahla endlini kwele Botswana bethumela izihlobo kanye lokuthengisa ekhaya bathi uhulumende kumele achiyane lesinqomo sakhe esivimba ukuthengwa kwenye impahla kwamanye amazwe ngoba umumo ungamanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Kubika uMartin Gwenya.
Uhlangothi olubona ukubuthanisa imali kahulumende lweZimbabwe lukhiphe uluhlu lwempahla ongasamelanga ivele ngaphandle kwelizwe kodwa ngemva kokuthukuthela kube khona kwabathenga bethumela izinini ekhaya kumbe besiyathengisa umngceleni weBeitbridge ngomvulo lokhu kugcine kumisiwe okwesikhatshana. Abanye bathi abafuni la kuzwa ngemzamo kahulumende ukuthi angezelele kuluhlu lwempahla athi ingathengwa ngaphandle kwelizwe. Lokhu kulandela inyathelo beselithethwe nguhulumende lokhipha uluhlu olutsha lwempahla ongamelanga ithengwe phandle kwelizwe kodwa ngemva kwamalanga amalutshwane uhulumende ubuyele emuva ngenyathelo lakheleli esithu zamisa uqala kwalokhu. Abanye bathi vele angalokothi uqala umthetho onje ngoba ukhanya ukuthi ezinye impahla ezisetshenziswa endlini efana lamafutha okupheka aseqala ukuswelakala. Mnumzana Selondlovu uthi kawuhambe ungaphenduki umthetho kahulumende.
Bekuliphutha ukuthi bafakile iregulation leyo ukuhambisa ama-products eZimbabwe. Thina sicabanga ukuthi vele kumele beyikhiphe into leyi ngoba iZimbabwe zingokupakazi kwethu bayagcina sibefaka kube ngumthetho impela.
Wakathesi iZimbabwe ayivumeli ukuthi isikhambi zingenele enye impahla efana lamafutha okupheka, okugcoba, iflower, isepa kodwa uhulumende ubesengezelele kulolu luhlu. URodney Moyo uthi uhulumende kayekethise imithetho ngoba umgceke uthi sekuqala udubo lokusilela kwenye impahla elizweni.
Kuba lama retailers bathi bona lapha kodwa khona uma suppliers bafuna i-cash. I-cash yakhona kayikho, ayikho ayibonakali. So ukuze asekuvetha ochazele kushoda uhulumende lawo uyawomisa uyenza imithetho enzima ukuthi singadlulile ukudla ebhodi. Siza kwenza njani njengoba kungekho beprotect izinto ezingekhoyo? Kumele beyizame urevisa imithetho yabo ikakhulu ekubiseni ama-groceries. Uyabuze wezibhizinisi eBotswana kumele awubele ekhawuthweli okuncinyane kodwa ibhoda fuke kweseswayinjini.
Uhulumende wethu kumele kuthengwe impahla eZimbabwe ngaphansi komkhankaso we-Buy Zimbabwe ukuze avikele njalo athuthukise amabhizimusi ekhaya kodwa enye ingcwethi wezomnotho ithi kumele iZimbabwe iqale iqinise ukuthi ilawo amandla okupheka impahla engasuthisa njalo yenele uzulu weZimbabwe ngaphambi kokomisa imithetho yokungena le mpahla elizweni. Uthi isikhwama sikahulumende silakho ukuncipha uma kungasangeni impahla eningi evela elizweni.
Esekunazelelayo ukuthi uhulumende ubethola esingathi ngama-duties. Imali eningi kathesi ayizuzayo ivelela ebantwini ababhadala amajodi ngemva kokuthenga ngaphandle. Kungenzakala ukuthi isikhwama sakhe singehla ngamandla ngenxa yokuthi amajodi abe engasangeni.
Kubika isihambi noma nje kusamisiwe umthetho wokuvimbela ezinye impahla bezinikezwa iphepha eliloluhlu olungafanelanga kungene elizweni. Uhulumende uthi uma kungasekelwa impahla enziwa phakathi elizweni amabhizimusi angathuthuka okuzadala imisebenzi njalo kuthuthukise umnotho. Ngumartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 eSabrungulo eBotswana.
Kunjalo nje izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwele South Africa zona zithi uhulumende kumele ahle esule kokuphela lomthetho. kubiga uBenedict Nhlapho.
AbeZimbabwe laba abasebenza kwele South Africa bathi bathukuthele kakhulu ngokwengezwa kwenani lezinto ezingasavunyelwa ukuthengwa phandle kwelizwe. Bathi kubuhlungu ukuthi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi ukudla kungekho elizweni, kanti lalezo mpahla ezenqatshelwayo zitholakala nzima kanti ezinye ziyadula okwamagama. Ngokutsho kogwalo lukahulumende, ngeke umuntu esavunyelwa ukungenisa elizweni uchago lwempuphu lemihlobo thile yamafutha okugcoba ogoqela levaselina. Kwezokwakha sekuza kuba nzima ukuthi uthenge phandle kwelizwe izinto ezifana lemigubazi, izivalo, amabhala, insimbi zokwakha lokunye okunenginengi. Imithetho isibuye yoma njalo ekungeniseni imibheda, amathebuli, izitulo, ingubo lamalembu okwenziwe ngochinda. Lokhu sekwengeze kunani lemithelo ebivele isiphezulu kakhulu ehlawulwa yilabo abathumela ekhaya ukudla kufana lamafutha okupheka, impuphu lokunye abakuthumezela izihlobo lemuli ezilambayo ekhaya. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana washimabizela osebenza eGoli kodwa abantwana behlala ekhaya uchaze lesi senzo sikahulumende njengolunya. Uthi randa abalholayo alila amandla nxa sebefika eZimbabwe, ngakho yikho nje besebethi bengahola bathenge konke ngapha.
Khona kunzima ukuthi uma usebenza ngerandi khona la kuthiwa sokumele ubuyele ekhaya, ufike laphana ekhaya irandi yakhona liwe kangaka, ufike utshintshe imali yana uthenge igrocery uzothola ukuthi ayikho ku-R100 kufana nokuthi sowuthenge isingwa nje ku-R100. So kuba ngcono ukhithi ma uthi uyathenga igrocery ngapha uhambe nalo, manje sokunzima because e-border wakhona akusafunekali nix.
Usaphethe isikhundla sesikhulumeli sebandla leMthwakazi Liberation Front MLF umnumzana Crispin Nyoni uthi akuzwisiseka ukuthi uhulumende obhidlize umnotho welizwe wabamba ngamandla abantu ukuthi bayisebenza phandle kwelizwe abesebenqabela ukuthi bathumele impahla abazithenge lapho abasebenza khona.
Le yindlela yokuveza sobala ngumbuso weZANU-PF. Bavala ilivelihood or way of livelihood yabantu ukuze aqhubeke elokhe esenga abantu abangenisa izinto zabo zisiya emzini yabo lapha.
Umnumzana Nyoni uthi iningi lamafektala kobulawayo kudala avalwa, ngakho kuzwisiseka ukuthi uhulumende uthi bachiye ukuthenga izinto lapho abasebenza khona bayizithenga kuphi ngoba lapho abahlala khona zingekho kumbe zidula okwamagama.
Ngumuntu owa-impozwa ebantwini, e-impozwa ngamanye amazwe engeke ngawaqamba okwamanje. Njalo ke lokho osokusenzakala sokuyizibonelo ezokutshengisa ukuthi umbuso lo ususiyaphela. Njalo kutseduze nje ukuthi umbuso lo wani uphele ubhidlike.
Umnumzana Nkolokodo Mkhwananzi osekuntolontolo esebenza eGoli ethenga impahla ethumela ekhaya uthi uhulumende kaqale adala amathuba emisebenzi, avule amafektali, hathi ukugijimela ukuthi kuthengwe izinto eZimbabwe esazimhlophe ukuthi kazikho.
Engicelayo ngicela ukuthi esizweni sakithi lokho engibonayo okwenzakala eborder ngelist le khona, cothe uhulumende wethu ekhululeke ngabantu bekwazi ukuthi bephile engabavaleli ngaphandle njengezinye izizwe. Cela kakhulu kuwena Msholozi ngoba ngona ophethe iZansi Africa esiphethwe nguwena. Sicela ukubhekele lokho noza kwenu ukuthi nithini ngathi sicela inkululeko.
Kwele South Africa kuphela kucatshangelwa ukuthi kule zizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula izigidi ezimbili 2 million. Iningi labo nyanga zonke bathumela ukudla lempahla ezijeneyo ekhaya, okuyindlela iningi eliphila ngayo selokhu kwaqala ukubhidlika komnotho weZimbabwe kusukela ngo-2000. Iningi labo sebenelise ukuthuthukisa amakhaya abo lezigaba zabo ngokuthenga impahla zokwakha kwele South Africa. Abasiki bebunda baxwayisa ngelithi inyathelo likahulumende leli lilakho ukubulalisa abaningi ngendlala lokuvimba intuthuko enkulu ebisiqhutshwa ilaba abasebenza emazweni. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, kulundoda obezivale ubuso odutshulwe wafa lamhlanje kwele Germany ngemva kokungena endaweni yokubukela amabhayisikopo ethwele umbhobho efuna ukudubula abantu. UZulu waseBhilitane lamhlanje uyavota phezu kodaba lokuthi ilizwe leli liphume na kumanyano we-European Union kumbe hatshi.
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlelwa mshweshwe
Lamlela nampa bafube mbula
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Kwezemaphandleni namuhla sikhangela udaba lwezakhamizi zeMaleme eMatobo esezilobele uMongameli Robert Mugabe incwadi zimcela ukuthi axoje umsebenzi umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokulondolozwa kwamasiko umnumzana Abednego Ncube. Silesa Kamuzi, umnumzana Angliston Spanda, ongumfundisi njalo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Spanda.
Ngiyabonga ngiyabingelela abalaleli.
Kungani lisithi uNcube axotshe umsebenzi?
Ubaba uNcube sathi sekuchwayisiseni kwethu izinduna zethu zihamba ngodaba lokuthi kwakubuyiselwe emuva i-offer letter kamashingayise enyakenye ngabo January February. So sahamba izinduna zambona ubaba uNcube wafika walwa lezi nduna kakhulu ethena izinduna indaba zisima lekhiwa zibuyisela inqubekela phambili ohlelo lukahulumende emuva. Kuthe kunjalo ke ayisambekile nje njengembongolwane sazithulela. Wazobuya umsekeli kamongameli uVice President uphelekezela Mpoko wazoncedisa ethunywe ngumongameli uPresident Mugabe ukuthi azolungisisa udaba lweMaleme ngemva kokuba uhulumende esezwile izikhalazo zezakhamizi. Kuthe kuvika ezimbili ezidluleyo sishonelwe induna yethu ubaba uMasuku onguye okade ekhokhele esikhokhele kakhulu ekulwiseni lo daba lweMaleme. Ubaba uNcube weza emngcwabeni njengoba enguye umphathi ntambo we-rural development le preservation of culture onguye okhangele ukukhangelwa kwamasiko waba khona emngcwabeni wasekhuluma ke wakhuluma inkulumo engajabulisanga abantu ekhuluma ngokuthi yena akulabantu abakhanya bebenefitha kulelana plaza ngamanga. Nje iplaza yena ikhiwa lena kumele lithathwe abantu bagqilazwe likhiwa ikhiwa lena lelo ukhanya umnumzana Cunningham wayekhona walwa kakhulu lo district administrator uMzeziwa esithena uMzeziwa wekelelane abantu besenza kanjalo into le yasicunula kakhulu imuli yakomasuku lo mahlabezulu wonke kwathi izinduna ubaba unduna undiweni unyanga zonke washo wamtshela khonapho ukuthi hayi lokho akukhuluma uyaphambanisa.
Umeli wesigaba senu edalele parlamente umnumzana Neva Khanye elaye lithi kumele axotshwe umsebenzi wenzeni?
Izakhamizi zithi mina uNcube lo Khanye badelela abantu ngoba bona basebenza bephikisana bephambana lentando kaZulu. Okwesibili uKhanye uvele lokho wangenayo ephalamende kazakabuye ukuzohlanganisa amehlo leza labantu abamkhethayo. Okwesithathu akabizi ma-meetings, angabizi imihlangano, akabuyi. Abantu bahabe behamba imanga emide engangamakhilomitha ngu-30 angu-40 phela nomhlangano angabuyi kutshengisela ukuthi udelela abantu. Okwesine yikuthi uKhanye ube ngomunye wabafuna ukuthumba amaplazi ngeganyavu kumbe ngendlela engaqondanga. Yena ube sethethe iplazi le-Big Cave elemhlahlandlela uMineral King ngokuyikho kule-Big Cave Lodge khona. I-Big Cave Lodge ke singakhumbula ukuthi indaba yematobho indawo futhi abantu kabalimi kuphela futhi abanye baphila ngokuthengisa izikhuriyo kusektha lethwa yi-tourism. So i-Big Cave ngeyinye yendawo ephilisa abantu ngokuletha izethekeli zizobuka indawo. So kungadilizwa i-Big Cave zithethwe ngukhanye abantu abaningi bazabulawa yindlala.
Lithole impendulo yini evela kuMgabe?
Kasikayitholi impendulo evela kuMgabe. Into eyenze futhi sabhalela kuMgabe ukuthi i-constitution yeZimbabwe kayisinikanga amandla ukuthi njengabantu abakhethe abantu othiwa i-constituency sibe le-recall yokubiza umuntu esimkhethileyo. So the only option ebesilayo ukuthi sibhalele ku-principal weZANU-PF ukuthi axotshe abantu bakhe labo ephathini. Or else ngo-2018 iparty yakhe vele ihle ingagqumi futhi ematopo bavele nje bahle bakhohlwe ngoba abantu bazondile abafunda kubona iZANU-PF ngenxa yezenzo zabo Khanye labo Ncube.
Lihlezi njani njengezakhamizi zeMaleme kulezi nsuku? Siyazi ludaba oluke lwahlupha kakhulu. Ziqhubeka kuhle yini inhlelo zokuziphilisa elizenzayo?
Inhlelo ziqhubeka kuhle kodwa ke kule nhlupho ezilokhu ezikhona ezinjengazana lezi zokuthi uMashingayitse laye kulokhu eqhubeka edamu le ebheneza kule nhlanzi ezafakwayo. Inhlanzi singabasemanzini okuthelezela abankwazi abalimi bayakwazi ukuthi ungafaka inhlanzi emanzini okuthelezela ziyenza amanzi akho abe le nutritional value, ziyenza i-nitrogen. So kwafakwa ke inhlanzi njengeyindlela yethwa i-organic farming emanzini edamu. Inhlanzi lezana futhi ziyiproject abantu ukuthi baziphilise. Uyabuya kuMashingayitse busuku azozigola ngomambule ayezithengisa okuyikuganga njalo lakhona ukuthi abantu uncube wakhuluma kube so abantu bayethukile bakabala qiniso ukuthi inhlelo zizaqhubeka yini kumbe sokuzamele futhi sikhwinxe izidwaba sifuse izintonga futhi ezokuthi sibadudule laba bantu.
Hayi, isikhathi sesidliwe ngomangoye mfundisi, akuphosela ukucina.
Sibonga kakhulu usekelwe siluphiwa njengabantu bemaleme nguzulu wonke. Sicela ukuthi siqhubeke sichasana sithi thina mthwakazi kandaba mayehlome kasizimele nini sizisebenzele ngezandla zethu kanti njalo singavumi ukudelela ngezinye izizwe labantu laba asebesihlukuluzile. Ngiyabonga.
Belilalele uhlelo lwezemabhandleni sixoxa lo mnumzana Angliston Spanda isakhamuzi isematobo asidibaneni kuhle lolunye ngeviki eza
amlela namba lokuvimbula
sala ni ku live talk umthakazo omuhle ngiyalivalelisa igama ngintungameli inkomo.